Good evening. Parshas Vayishlach is the eighth parsha of Chumash. We always read Vayishlach in the month of Kislev, and as we get closer to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Eight, we read the eighth parsha. Now it's interesting that this parsha also talks to us about the eight kings that ruled Be'eretz Edom Lifnei Melach Melech Lifnei Yisrael. These kings were from Esav, and during the time that Esav had a king, we did not, to be Mekayim, the Ulaim, Ulaim Yemotz. And the Baal HaTurim brings here that the reason why Esav had eight kings was because Yaakov says Adoni, referring to Esav, eight times. Yaakov humbled himself eight times to Esav. And although Chazal say, we learn from here, the Ramban brings it in the parasha, that in Golus, we do have to remain subservient to the nations to some degree. We learn that out from Yaakov. Nevertheless, Chazal tell us that Yaakov should not have been so humble. And because he was so humble, and he says Adoni eight times, the punishment was that we had to suffer under the rule of eight kings of Esav. The eighth king was, his name is Hadar. Pasuk says, Vayomaz Ba'al Chanan ben Achbor, that's the seventh king, Vayimlech Tachtov Hadar. So the eighth king is Hadar. K'mavur in this Svarim, they talk about this, that's Keneged, the eighth Bechina. Keneged Chanukah, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin, min HaMahadrin. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hodor. Hodor is the word that is associated with Mashiach. It says in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Hei, which is the capital that talks about Melech HaMashiach, Yof Yofisa mi b'nei Odom, Utsak Chein b'siv Soisecha, Hoitecha v'hadorcha, Tzalach Rechava al Dvar Emes. There, David HaMelech is talking about the Malchus of Mashiach, who is going to introduce the Bechina of Shmini. Mashiach is the eighth of the leaders, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. He's from the Shmoina Nesichei Bnei Odom. Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Mashiach, as the Gemara says in Erechin, will play a harp of Shish of Shmoina Nimin, eight strings. And as the Maral, the famous Maral in Inyanei Chanukah, B'negeta Chanukah, writes that Chanukah, which is the oir of Mashiach, therefore was 8 days. The oil lasted 8 days. And the Gemara speaks about the fact that there's a concept of Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. Shmini, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, who will initiate, who will introduce us to the Olam HaShmini, to the world of eight, which Shmini, eight, is the number associated with Am Yisrael, mentioned many, many times. So this is the eighth parasha. And this parasha, we read, as we get closer and closer to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and this Sfarim HaMeram is many, many Chanukah hints in this week's parasha. So we'll focus tonight a little on one of the topics in this week's parasha, where it talks about the battle that Yaakov has with Soroi Shel Esav. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi vayeovek ish imoi ad alois hashochar. Who is that? Says Rashi, Soroi Shel Esav. The pashtus, that's the Satan. The Satan is battling Yaakov. So what was this battle about? And what's the connection between this battle and the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah? And of course we have here the mitzvah of Gid Hanosha, the ninth mitzvah in the Torah so far. There was Sheva mitzvahs, now the eighth mitzvah, which is Bris Milah. This is the ninth mitzvah. The Malach dislocates the Gid Hanosha of Yaakov. Chassam Sofer writes that every lav is connected another day of the year. The Rosh Hashanah Loisa says the Rosh Hashanah Yomim. So he says Gid Hanosha is connected Tisha B'Av. Al Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanosha. He's Merames. Based on what it says in Zohar, that the Gid Hanosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. And the reason, Pnimius, is because if not for what happened here, there would not have been a Golus, there would not have been a Churban. The reason there was a Churban was because the Malach was able to dislocate the Gid Hanosha of Yaakov. Had the Malach not dislocated the Gid Hanosha, there wouldn't have been a Churban, therefore we wouldn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av, and therefore there's a parallel between Gid Hanosha and Tisha B'Av. What exactly is the battle about? What was this battle? The Medrash says, actually the Gemara says it in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Vayeyovek ish imay he'elu ovok biragleihem ad kisei hakovoid. The Gemara says they grappled with each other, as Rashi says, over here, Lashon Ovok, when two are fighting on the ground, there's a lot of dust rising. Ovok, Vayeyovek ish imay. And the Ovok reached the kisei hakovoid. What exactly does the Gemara mean with that? The upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, we all know, is the Yom Tov of oil. This is the Yom Tov where we were zeichet to the Pach Shemen, the jug of oil that was hidden, and it was a result of Timu Kol Hashmanim. The Yevanim contaminated all the oil. So all the Mefarshim ask, why did they contaminate the oil dafka? There are other liquids, there are other items in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they go after the oil? And because of that, the nace was with oil, the pach shemen that was hidden, that there was only enough to last for one day, and it lasted for 8 days. So why do we make a big deal about oil? What is this oil business? And why did the nace happen via the Kohen Gadol? Bimei Matis Yahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Kishoam de Malchus Yavon Arisho al Amcha Yisrael, we are madgish that the nace was through the Kohanim, and specifically through the Kohen Gadol. The parish of Vayishlach speaks about Yaakov's encounter with Esav, and after it talks about the story here where he encounters the Malach, as we mentioned in previous weeks, his name turns to Yisrael. The Malach says, Lo Yaakov ye'omer oy chimcha ki'em Yisrael. What is the battle? Again, as we're asking, what's this battle about? And why, as a result of this battle, does Yaakov's name change to Yisrael? And as mentioned in previous weeks, with a different idea tonight, that Chanukah we stress that Kishoam de Malchus Yoban al Amcha Yisrael Hashkicham Torah Secha. Why did Chazal institute in the Alanisim that we say Yisrael? By Purim, we don't say that. Purim, we say Shoshanas Yaakov. There's no mention of Yisrael. Chanukah, we mention Yisrael, and two times in the Alanisim. Ula Amcha Yisrael Osisa Tshua Gedoy Lofurka. And this is clear that there's a emphasis on the fact that we are called Yisrael. The battle was against Yisrael. The Svarim tell us, we all know that the first battle in history, the first attack against Hashem, was the Nachash HaKadmoni, the Hanachash HaYo'orum Mikoil Chayas HaSoda. The Nachash instills in Chava, and then in Adam, Machshavais Ro'ois, Hirhurim Ro'im, Deyois Koizvois. The Nachash is after the thought process. The Nachash is fighting the Neshama. What the Nachash instilled, what the Chet Eitz Hadas was all about, was a taruvus of Toiv and Ra. That's the most difficult klipa to deal with, the most difficult obstacle, tumma to deal with, is when there's a confusion. When some of it seems good, there's good and bad mixed together, it's not pure. There's psoiles and oichel, psoiles and toiv mixed. Or v'choyshech mishtamshim be'irvuvya, like we read in Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, before v'yarel him as arki toiv v'yavdeil, ha'yahor v'ha'choyshech mishtamshim be'irvuvya, as Rashi says. The light and the darkness were mixed. There was a confusion. There had to be clarity. Hashem had to separate the light from the dark, the or from the choyshech. V'yarel him as ha'or ki toiv v'yavdeil. And that's, of course, the or ha'gonuz, the hidden light. Without it, there's darkness. Without it, there's confusion. And at the beginning of creation, there was confusion. And we all know that this confusion is a remez to all the goliyos. V'ha'aretz ha'isah soyhu v'avoyhu v'choyshech al p'nei sahayim. As Chazal tell us, toyhu is bovel, boyhu is modai, choyshech zu yovam, tahayim is edoim, tahayim is also begematria Yishmael, galus Yishmael. Then the Ruach Elohim, Ruchai Shel Melech HaMashiach, as the Medrash says, Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, and that's Chanukah. The hidden light, as we mentioned many times, es ha'or ki toi v'yavdeil, is b'gematria Chanukah 8 times. The Yom Tov of Chanukah took us out of the irvuvia of Or and Choshech. There was clarity. There was light. The Yevanim achoshech. The Choshech zu Yavan. There was also an irvuvia of Or and Choshech. The Yevanim, unlike other nations, were philosophers. They were thinkers. They used their minds. And that's why there was such danger, because Am Yisrael, we are the Am Chacham V'Novayim. We are the nation of the mind. We are the nation that uses our Machshav. Machshavton Shel Yisrael Kodma L'Chol Dover, says the Medrash. The first thought Kaviyachov that Hashem had, the initial Machshav, is Am Yisrael. Machshavton Shel Yisrael Kodma L'Chol Dover. We are in Hashem's thought process. So we came first before anyone, before anything. The neshama of Am Yisrael, the neshama of the Yid. And that's why Soif Maisev Machshava Tchila. That's first Nisgala later. But the Neshama came first. The Neshama is in the Machshava. As we all know, we say it in the Yehirotz, we say before we put tefillin on, Neshama Sheb B'moyach. The Neshama is in the brain. The Nachash fought the Machshava. HaNachash Hishiani V'Oichel. As the Svarim say, Hishiani is Oisius Yesh, HaYesh Ayin. The Nachash instilled in Adam and Chava Sveikus in Amuna. Deyos Kaisvois. The Nachash affected the Machshava process. The Koshnet Samagadi Avoidis Yisrael Schusi Agonalein, who says in this week's parasha that the Melchama of the Soroi Shel Esav with Yaakov was the Machshava. To instill in Yaakov Machshava Zorois Hirhurim Royim. To attack the Neshama. That's where the Moyach. The Moyach, the Neshama is in the Moyach. The neshama is in the brain. The brain doesn't think. The moyach is just a piece of meat. It's the neshama that's thinking. The person, who are we really? We are the neshama. The neshama who we really are. The neshama is who thinks. Machshava is a very, very important component. Unlike many who feel like, what difference does it make what I'm thinking? As long as I say the right thing or I do the right thing. The machshava is the kodesh hakodoshim of a person. That's where the neshama is. The Ramak, Rav Moshe Kordovero, has a parish on his Siddur, Tefillah L'Moshe, where he says that the Neshama is the Moyach, rather, he says, is the Kisei HaKovod of the Neshama. The Neshama rests, the Moyach is the chair, the glorious chair, the Kisei HaKovod of the Neshama is in the Moyach. So the Moyach is the Kisei HaKovod. And the Neshama, as we all know, is a Chelek Eloika Mimal. The neshama is part of Hashem. Pasuk in Iyov, Baal Tanya adds, "V'nefesh Hashenis miYisrael hi chelik alikami mal mamish." Literally, indeed, not just a mushroom. It is. It's a chelik of Hashem. Pasuk says so. Ki chelik Hashem amay, Yaakov chevel nachalosay, which means that in our mayach is a chelik of elikus, is a chelik of Hashem in our mayach. The neshama mushrish in Hashem is in our mayach, and how terrible it is when our machshava is filled with nonsense, or worse than that, hirhurim royim, machshava zorois, it's like tuma entering the kodesh hakadoshim. The machshava of a person is, the mayach is the kodesh hakadoshim of the body. That's where the neshama is. And if we think about it a little bit, it's very scary to think, what do we do with our minds? Do we pollute our minds? Whether it's nus or minus, it enters the mind. It contaminates the machshava. And then the same mind that's used to learn, the same mind that we use to daven, because in order to daven you have to concentrate, is there's other thoughts there that's being mevalbulus. That's why the machshava has to be pure. And that's, of course, a lifetime of work, to work on ourselves. That if the machshava is pure, then the dibur is, and then automatically the action is, because it all starts with the machshava. The machshava is the reishis. It's the initial, what starts everything is the thought process. First you think, then what you think is what you say, and then you do. So it starts with the machshava. Machshava is the reishis. Bereishis bara elikim. This is the battle of the nachash. This is the battle of Sarai Shel Esav, and that's why perhaps the Medrash says that the Avak went up to the Kisei HaKavod, because the Mayach as the Ramak says, is the Kisei HaKavod of the Neshama of Hashem. Hashem rests, sort of. The Shekhinah rests in everyone's head, because everyone's head is the Makom of the Neshama. That's the Kisei HaKavod. So when the Malach, the Sarei Shel Esav, is fighting Yaakov, he's trying to instill in him impure thoughts. Yaakov wins the battle. Vayova Yaakov Shalem, as the Pasuk says here. Yaakov comes complete. He's not affected. Rashi says three things. Shalem b'mamoinoi. All the money, all the animals that he gave away to Esav, he gained it all back. He didn't lose anything. Shalem b'toirosoi. Shalei shochach talmuda. He didn't forget his learning. Shalem b'gufoi. And esrape mitzulosoi. See, he was healed from his... from the dislocation of the Gidon Asher, he was limping, he was healed from the limp, he was complete with his money, Shalem begufay, Shalem b'mamayna, lo chaser klum. Even though he gave away, yet he wasn't missing. Similar to the Shemen, the light, the oil was used, but it wasn't used up, it was anais, it wasn't chaser, it just kept on going. He gave away money, but he didn't lose it. Shalem b'toirosei, shalei shochach talmuda. He didn't forget his learning. He wasn't affected by lahashkicham toirosecha. The Yevonim wanted to make us forget. The battle of the Yevonim against Klal Yisrael in the time of Hanukkah was the same as the battle of Sarai Shel Esav against Yaakov, which is a continuation of the Nachash HaKadmoini. In Daniel, at the beginning of Daniel, we read how Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he saw something, and he forgot the dream, and he also forgot the interpretation, even worse than Parai. Parai remembered the dream, he forgot the interpretation. That's why he says, Vati poem. Daniel forgot both. Vatis poem, it says, with two tufts, because he forgot the dream, he also forgot the interpretation. And he's going crazy. He has to know. He knows for sure that this was a major dream, and he can't remember the dream, and he calls in all the wise men of Bavel, and all the magicians, and everyone. They must tell him, if not, they're all going to die. They don't know what to do. How can they tell him what dream he had? They're not in his head. Tell us the dream. We'll tell you what the interpretation is. Ki yadua the mice, the story. Who comes? Daniel comes. And Daniel, with his Ruach HaKodesh, reveals the dream and the interpretation, which is a major dream which affects the entire world in Klal Yisrael till today. And that's the dream where he sees this huge figurine, this huge image, this huge robot, this huge image of a golden head, with a golden head, with silver hands, and a copper torso, and metal legs. The whole arich is there in Daniel, capital base. So, gold is Bavel. Daniel says, you are the head of gold. Antu resha didahava. Persia, that's silver. That's why in the Megillah you find a lot of emphasis on kesef. Nechoshes, copper, that's Yavon. So the Yevonim are compared to copper. Why are they compared to copper? What's Nechoshes? What's the Shoirish of Nechoshes? The root of Nechoshes is Nechosh. Nechosh. Pasuk says in Bala, Ki loy nachash b'yakov. Klal Yisrael doesn't deal with sorcery, with black, with superstition, with magic. Nechosh, nachash, that's not for Klal Yisrael. We stay away from the Nechosh. We stay away from Nechosh. By Lavan it says, we read last week, Nichashti, by Evarcheni Hashem Beglalecha. Lavan used the Kayach of Nichosh, and he said with his Kayach, with his powers, which is a Kayachus of Tumah, he was able to tell, not that it wasn't obvious, that all the bracha that he had came because of Yaakov, but therefore he wanted Yaakov to stay longer. So the Torah uses the word Nichashti. The Shoirish of Nechoshes is Nachosh, in a way. Nachosh, Nachosh, a snake, copperhead. The copperhead, they call it. That's to do with Nachosh, Nichosh. So the Yevonim wanted to do what the Nachosh wanted to do. The Nachosh wants to instill, HaNachosh Hishiani, Hayesh Ayin, Sveikus, Sveikus in Emuna, philosophy, Chakira, secular studies, be wise in worldly matters. In fact, the Greeks don't mind if we learn. Learn Torah, but mix it. Mix it with other chachmas. Reb Chaim Volozhiner closed his yeshiva down when the government insisted that he teach secular studies. At that time, it could be done. Obviously, today is different. There are reasons why in our time it's necessary to have some secular studies. Otherwise, there were those who wouldn't have gone to yeshiva. That's Reb Shraga Feivelman-Lovitch held. But in the time when Reb Chaim Volozhiner had opened up the first yeshiva in Litta, And they insisted that he also teach secular studies. He closed the yeshiva down. He said, it's either pure or nothing. Can't mix, can't join together. Timu kol hashmanim. Shemen is chachma. All the svarim speak to us about the fact that oil is merames to chachma. Oil has to do with the head. We see all over Tanakh, we see in Tehillim, Hashemen hatoiv al haroish, shemen al roishcha al yechsar. In fact, in Chumash, the Kohen Gadol, of whom we're talking about, Matis Yob and Yechel and Kohen Gadol, the Kohen HaGadol me'echov asher yutzak al roishoi shemen amishcha. Oil is poured on his head. Oil is pure. Shemen zayis zoch. The Torah commands that the oil that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, the oil that was used for the anointing oil, had to be pure. Shemen zayis zoch. With no sediments, nothing else other than pure oil. Shemen zayis zoch. Pure chachma, pure Torah. Taras ha-machshava. Shemen is the machshava. Neshama is the same Isis as Hashemen, as Shmoina. As all the Rishonim, Kadmonim, that talk about Hanukkah, say the difference between the battle of Hanukkah and the battle of Purim was a bodily victory. They fought. Haman wanted to kill us bodily. Lahashmid laharoi gul abidus kol ha-yehud min avi adzoke. The body. And we celebrate with the body. Hanukkah was not. Hanukkah was a war against the neshama, a war against the mayach, a war against the machshava. Mixed with the Torah Chochmas Yevanus. What's wrong with learning Greek philosophy at the same time that you're studying Talmud or whatever you're learning? Mix it. Then the Timu Kol Hashmanim, they contaminated the oil. The oil is the Chochma. The Gemara says in Hirius, Shemen Zayis is a school of his Zikaron. In Hirius, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah says in Menachos, Tekoya Alpha L'Shemen. The city of Tekoya was the city where they got their oil from. The oil in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shemen Zayizach, came from the city called Tekoya. Tekoya is mentioned in Shmuel as the city where Shmuel went to get the Isha Chachama, David, right? David went to get this wise woman. This wise woman that spoke to David was from Tekoya. That's what I'm saying, that because that's a place where there was a lot of oil. Where there's oil, there's chachma. B'makom sheshemen matzui, chachma matzui. Where there's oil, there's chachma. Oil and chachma go together. Timu kol hashman, and they contaminated all the oil. They wanted to contaminate the mayach, the machshava. It should not be pure. Once you get the machshava, you have the whole person. As the Baal Shem Tov said, b'makom shemachshavtoi shel adam, Nimtza, Shamhu Nimtza, where a person's thought is, which actually is halach in Erevin, that's the makor for that. You could think, you're here, but I think I'm going to be over there, Shvisasi over there, I want to be Shavis over there, since you're thinking that you're someplace else, it's like as if you're actually there. Where a person's machshava is, that's where he is, Ki Yadua. Famous story with the Divrei Chaim, one of his chassidim had come back from a trip to Germany, where he went to different places to do business. And he was davening Shemana Esrei. And after he finished davening Shemana Esrei, the Rei Chaim gave him a big Shalom Aleichem. Wow. And he was wondering why. He sees him all the time. So he told him, what do you mean? You were just in so many different places. What were you thinking about during Shemana Esrei? You were thinking about the market in Leipzig and in Berlin and in Bremen and all these cities. So you were all over the place just now. He was like stalking him a little bit, because where your mind is, where your thought process is, that's where you are. That's where your neshama is. The neshama is you. So the machshava is very, very important. The machshava is the ikr. It's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as mentioned before. It's the Kisei HaKavod. So those who battled us spiritually, the victory over that has to be with Inyanei Neshama. The kviyas of Chanukah was lahalil ulahayda. It's not so much to eat and drink. Yes, there are shittas that there's an Inyan to eat and drink Chanukah also. The Rambam seems to hold that way, because there's also the victory of the war, the Nitzach and Amal Chama. But Chazal say, the way Rashi learns, my Chanukah aleza neis kavua, is because of the neis of the Shemem. And that's why the Shana Acher is kvom, bahalil vihayda, whole halil. Al Anisim, as the Bnei Yisrael said, can I get the konek, can I get the windpipe? Purim is the veishet, that's the food pipe. Because Chanukah, the victory is over the battle that the Yevanim fought to contaminate the mind of a Jew, to contaminate the neshama of the Jew, to contaminate the machshava, the mayach, the neshama. Neshama is Hashemen, and Shemen is Chachma. Shemen is wisdom. So Timu kol hashmanim, and the nace happens dafka with Shemen. Shemen zayizach. Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says here, vayeyovek vayivosa Yaakov levadoi. The Yalkut Ruvain, he brings a medrash, levadoi lechadoi. He went to get his kad. He went to get his jug of oil. As the Yalkut Ruvain, we mentioned that last week. Where did Yaakov get oil from? He found oil, the Yalkut Ruvain brings from a medrash, on the way he was resting on the floor. He found oil. And he put it in a kad. And that's what he forgot. Shochach pachim ketanim. The pachim ketanim that he forgot, that he went alone to get, was that kad shemen. That's the shemen of Chanukah. And that's where the malach battles him. Because shemen is chachma. So the malach is trying to instill in Yaakov impure thoughts. Once we get the machshava, we have the whole person. But Yaakov battles. And Yaakov wins. And what's the win? What's the victory? His name is changed. How is his name changed? From Yaakov to Yisroel, to Yadua. If you add the word Satan to the word Yaakov, Yaakov is 182. And you add Satan, which is 359, it's equal to 541, equal to Yisroel. Yaakov with Satan is equal to Yisroel. That's what the Satan said to Yaakov. You don't have to ask me my name, figure it out. I just changed your name from Yaakov to Yisroel. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisroel? 359, Kemisper Satan. You conquered me, so I'm yours now. So now together with my name, with Satan, you are now equal to Yisroel, as Svarim tell us. But there's an Amkus over here. Yisroel is the letters Li Roish. The head is mine. Yaakov won his head. In other words, he won his machshava. He was victorious over the Satan, that the Satan was not able to instill in Yaakov any machshava zaris. Machshava, neshama, is associated with Yisrael. Guf is associated with Yaakov. Ekev, that's the body. The body is Yaakov, the neshama is Yisrael. It's mentioned in many places in Sifrei Kodesh that the neshama is Yisrael, Li Roish, because that's where the neshama is in the head. And since the Malach is trying to instill in Yaakov Machshavah Zoris, he's trying to contaminate the thought process. He's contaminating the Neshama, the Mayach. So since Yaakov won over the Satan, his name is now Yisrael, Li Roish. Yaakov says, the head is mine. I am in control of my mind. Roish Li Roish. It's my head. You can't do anything to my head, which is a tremendous madrega. Who's in control of their mind? Kamat Noah. The mind is constantly the fleeting thoughts all the time, nonstop, even when you're sleeping. For a person to be shoylate over his machshava, not only during the day, but even at night, as the Medrash says, Vayikatz Yaakov mishnosoi mimishnosoi, that when he woke up, it was from learning. That means in the night, at night while he's sleeping, he's learning. So his machshava is constantly filled with Torah and Torah only, pure thoughts and only pure thoughts. So now that he's victorious over the Satan, his name is Yisrael, Li Roish. That's why Chanukah we stress, but this is very good. Yisrael. The battle was against Yisrael. The battle was against the Machshava, the Mayach, the Neshama of Am Yisrael. And that's why the Nes happens with oil, Shemen, which is Chachma, which the Shemen goes on the head. The Hakoyan Agadol Ashayutzak Al Roishai. And who's the one, of course, through whom the Nes happens? The Koyan Gadol. The Koyan Gadol is supposed to have the purest thoughts. The Kohen Gadol, who was the one that was on top of the Madrega, being a Kohen Gadol, whether it's Aaron HaKohen, whether it's Shimon HaTzadik, whether it's Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, their Machshava was pure. So who can bring the Nes of Chanukah? Dafka someone whose Machshava is pure, because the intent of the Yevonim was to contaminate the Machshava. So the Kohen Gadol, who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Machshava, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the person. The oil is placed on top of the head. Shemen and Hodor go together. We find in Parshas Nosai, the Torah tells us not to pour oil on the flour offering of a Saita, or the flour offering of any sinner, but specifically a Saita. The Pasuk says, Lo Yitzayk Shemen. Lo yitzak olav shemen. Why not? So Rashi brings from the Gemara in Menachos. She lo yehe karbana mehudor. So her carbon should not be beautiful, mehudor, nice. She doesn't deserve oil. Shashemen karui or. Oil is called or. And she did something in the dark. So, lo yitzak olav shemen. Shemen, therefore, we see as associated with hadar. We don't want her carbon to be mehudar, so therefore she doesn't deserve shemen. So shemen is hadar. Hadar is the eighth pechina, as we mentioned before. The eighth king in the parasha at the end is hadar. In tumah, the eighth king is hadar. Esav and his minions, the Yevanim, Sarai shel Esav, the Nachash, are all trying to combat this bechina of Shmini, this bechina of Neshama. Neshama is Isis Shmina. This is the eighth parasha. The same letters as Hashemen. Therefore, we have a nes that lasts 8 days with oil, and the mitzvah is lahoydei sulahala, which is done with the neshama. It's not a bodily takana. It's a takana for the neshama, and it's a takana. The inyan of Chanukah is pure oil, pure thoughts. Tiharu es mikdashech. They timu kol hashmanim. Therefore, to counter that, it's tiharu es mikdashech. We have that in this parasha too. Yaakov says to the Shvatim, after they leave Shechem, remove Elohei HaNechor Asher B'soichem, Vihi Taharu, and purify yourselves. Because we have in the parasha, Timu as Dina Achaisam, Shechem, and Chamor, contaminated. Yaakov Shoma Kitime as Dina Vitoi. They contaminated Dina. And even when the Pasuk says later, Dibru of Dayanu ben Yaakov b'mirma asher time es dina achaisim. As Rashi says, the pasuk says it wasn't remia. Shatrei time es dina achaisim. And what does b'mirma mean? Says Rashi, b'chachma. How do you counter tuma with chachma? That's shemen. Shemen is chachma. Shemen zayizoch. That's chachma. Tuma is the opposite. They wanted to contaminate the oil so there should not be shemen zayizoch. This is all miramis to what the Yevanim really were busy with. Which now we understand why it's dafka oil, and why the Kohen Gadol is the one through him the nes happens, and why they were masakin the nes, the sakin the yomtiv through halav v'haydah dafka. Nachash is Rosh Hatevis, neir shel Chanukah. The Bnei Yisoschar is meram, is the word nachoshes, as we mentioned before, that the Yevonim, their metal on the in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar was copper, nachoshes. Nechoshes, he says, Rosh Hatevis, Ner Shel Chanukah Tadliku. Bnei Yisoschar actually hints it at the end of Parshas Truma, entering Parshas Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh is also the eighth Parsha of Sefer Shemois, where it talks about the Kohen Gadol, it talks about the Shmoina Begadim, it talks about oil, Parshas Tetzaveh. V'yatot Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael V'yikho Elecha Shemen Zayizach. So we end off Parshas Truma with the word Nechoshes. He says Nechoshes is Ner Shel Chanukah Tadliku V'yatot Tetzaveh es Bnei Yisrael V'yikho Elecha Shemen Zayizach. He connects the two. So what is that? What does Nechoshes Ner Shel Chanukah Tadliku have to do with Chanukah? It's a nice remez, but so what? Because the shayrish of the word Nechoshes is Nechosh. The Yevonim are compared to Nechoshes. There are many interpretations why. Nechoshes is copper, is brazen, mitzchech, nechusha, someone who is arrogant. The Navi Yeshaya compares it to Nechoshes. We see Rashi brings it by the Mizbeach, when it talks about the Mizbeach on Nechoshes. Rashi doesn't say it by any of the other, but by the Mizbeach on Nechoshes, he says, why was it Nechoshes? Lechaper al azus metzach. Shenemar u mitzchacha nechusha pasuk in Yeshaya. Your forehead is brazen. Nechusha. He's meram. So Nechoshes is arrogance. The Yevonim were arrogant. The Yevonim are compared to the leopard. That's in a different dream, the one that Daniel has. The Yevonim are compared to the leopard. The leopard is Az Kanomer. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. That's why Chanukah is the antif of Azaz the Kedusha, Oiz with the Vav, Begematria Chanukah. Chanukah is Azaz the Kedusha, and Chanukah is the antif that counters the Tikkun for the Chet HaNochosh, the Tikkun for Chet Eitz Hadas, which is Taruvah's Toiv Bera, a mixture of good and bad, that, in other words, contamination. It's not pure. That's exactly what they want. They don't mind if there's good, but there has to be mixed with bad. Irvuvia. The same thing by the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, by Yarhoam ki boishesh Moshe loredes, there was an irvuvia, there was a confusion. As Rashi says, when Moshe went up to the mountain, they thought he was going to come down that day. He didn't. So betez zayin ba'as satan, the irvev es ha'olam, the herod, the mus choyshech v'afeila, the irvuvia. He confused them. And they saw darkness. They saw concealment. There was irvuvia. And who passed the test at that time? Shevet Levi only. They had the clarity of mind. They had pure thoughts. They were not affected. That's why the Chashmonaim come from Levi. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Vayis HaBracha, Ulelevi Amar, Tumecha Ve'urecha, Le'ish Chasidecha, Ha'omer Lo'avu V'lima Lo'hikir, Ve'esecha V'bana V'layada, Ki Shamru Im Rasecha, Uve'risecha Yinsayru. They didn't sin by the Egel. They didn't follow. That means they were nizhar and shmiras ha'ayim and shmiras ha'machshava bris chayin soyer. They had a bris. They were the only ones who had a bris. It goes together. Shmiras ha'bris goes together with taras ha'machshava. Therefore, yoyru mishpatecha liyakov. They're the ones to teach. And borech Hashem chaylo yufayal yod of tirtza mechatz masnayim komav, says Rashi there on the pasuk, refers to Chanukah. The Chashmonaim, Moshe Rabbeinu was praying that the Chashmonaim should be victorious over their enemies. The Chashmonaim come from Chashman, Shemen Ches. The Chashmonaim come from Levi, who did not fall prey to the to those who were involved with the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is an offshoot of Chet Eitz Hadas. Chet HaEgel is also impurity of the mind. To think that Eile Elohecha Yisrael, total confusion. So Levi Kohanim did not fall for that. The Kohanim remained loyal. Their machshava was pure, especially the Kohen Gadol, Matis Yohu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So the nace happens through them, the nace happens through him, and he's the one that wears the eight clothes, including the Chayshen, Oisius Nachash. The Chayshen is the Le'umas of the Nachash, because the Chayshen is the Urim V'tumim, that's Ruach HaKodesh, that's Or, Urim V'tumim. Through the Chayshem, one was able to find out what's going to happen. Unlike Nichush, which Nichush is also future-telling, but Nichush is Koyches HaTomeh, Lo Yisei Nachash, who says the Pasuk. Ki Lo Nachash B'Yakov. V'Anochash HaYorim, we don't follow the Nachash. We have the Chayshem, same letters. Chayshem B'Gematria Mashiach. Mashiach is Misaken the Chayt HaNochash. Mashiach is Misaken the Melchama. Mashiach will end the battle of the evil powers, Amalek included, that want to affect our machshava, that are trying to instill impure thoughts in Am Yisrael, which those impure thoughts are kfira, minus, sfeikus in amuna, obviously znus, that's in the mind. The mind is being affected, and in our time, especially with all that technology, so much knowledge. But what's happening? What's that knowledge doing to us? It's mixing us up. It's confusing us. There's a tremendous irvuvia. Chanukah is the antif of purity. Hashem gives us Chanukah, the oir, and especially at this time of year when there's a lot of choshech, when the nights are long, the longest nights of the year, Leilei Teves Ha'aruchim. Chanukah is the tikkun for the Chet HaNochash, for the Chet Eitz Hadas. Chanukah is the Or Ki Toiv VaYavdel, that is set apart, that is not mixed with the Choshech. Pure, Shemen Zayizach, clarity. That counters the eight kings, of Edom, which the last one was Hadar. So Chanukah is Mahadrin Men HaMahadrin. Shemen is Hodor Mahudra, as mentioned before by the Karban Mincha, Saita lo yitzak olav shemen, because shaloyeh karbana mehudar, because she did bachayshach, and shemen is ours. So that means on Chanukah we were zoicha to mahadrin and amahadrin to shemen. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us. If a mincha of a sinner is not allowed to have oil, because oil is mehudar and a schoite doesn't deserve it, so that means that on Chanukah Hashem gave us a nace with oil. He gave us a nace of light, a nace of Hodor, which Hodor is the eighth Bechina, Mahadrim and Amahadrim, because he accepted our tshuva. Mahadrim and Amahadrim is Begamatria tshuva. He accepted our tshuva. As we mentioned, it's the last time that we can do tshuva with the Pashtus for this year. It's the Gemar HaChasima. And it's that the tremendous Chavivus of Chanukah, because Chanukah, it means, despite that a Jew has fallen so low, he didn't even do it Hoshana Rabbah. He was given a grace period to do tshuva Hoshana Rabbah, and he still didn't do it. He's going to be zeicher to light. He's going to be zeicher to mahadrim and amahadrim. He's going to be zeicher to hodar, to shemen zayizach, to return to Hashem. Yes, that's the power of Chanukah. The aura of Chanukah is so powerful. The light of Chanukah is so powerful because it's the light of Shmini. It's the light of eight, and the number eight is the number associated with Lamailim and Hateva. A Yid's existence is Lamailim and Hateva, and that's the Neshama, of course. The Neshama of a Yid, which is connected to Hashem, which is infinite. A Yid is infinite, because we are connected to Hashem, who's infinite. So we are really infinite. A Yid is really... A Yid, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba, Olam Haba is Olam HaNitzchi. It's eternal. It's forever. And the Yevanim are trying to take that away from us. The Yevanim, the Nachash, Esav, Sarai Shal Esav are fighting this battle against Yisrael, against Li Roish, against the Machshava, against the Mayach, against the Neshama. So, Vayava Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov comes complete. Sholem complete. In other words, a Yid has to come after all of this Beshlemus. Beshlem, not to be affected, not bodily, not even bodily, and not certainly not in the mind. He didn't forget like Shachach Talmudai Bebeis Lovan. He didn't forget anything. The pasuk says over here, "Vayava Yaakov Shalom." After it says, "Vayakov Nasa Sukkos," so Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. He went to the city called Sukkos. Then afterwards, "Vayava Yaakov Shalom." Vayichan es penei ha'ir. Vayichan miloshen chen, chanina, chanaka. Yaakov, we know, is Sukkos. We learn it out from this pasuk in this week's parasha. The avos are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Avraham Avinu was Pesach. Shavuos is Yitzchak. Ushavuos is Yitzchak. And Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. And Chanukah is a hemshech of Sukkos. As the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah in decrease mode, connected Parei HaChag, Shepoi Chasen V'Holchem, Parshas Pinchas, which is also the eighth parasha, Agav. Pinchas is the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar. Rashi is Madgish, but Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas also from the Kahuna family, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyim, pure thoughts. Pinchas is the one who kills Zimri, who saves the day, by Yechaper al B'nai Yisrael. So according to one opinion, we light the menorah, according to Beis Shammai, in decrease mode, connected Porei HaChag, which is brought on Sukkos. We see a connection between Chanukah and Sukkos. The Gemara also says that Chanukah, Ner Chanukah L'mayla Me Eshrim Ama P'sula K'suka. Also a connection between Chanukah and Sukkos. Chanukah is a Hemshech of Sukkos. It's like the continuation. It's the grace period of the whole Chodesh Tishrei. What we start, Bereishis is Aleph B'Tishrei. So Chanukah is the conclusion. Chanukah is the Seif Maaseh, the Machshava Tchila. Chanukah is the end of this season. The season that we said a few weeks ago really starts Chamisha Asar B'Av, ends Chanukah. Chanukah is the Gemara HaChasima. And therefore, so much can be accomplished during this time. So much we can make up during this time, which we couldn't have done before, we can do now. So as we get closer and closer to Chodesh, to Chanukah, as we are now, tonight's already Yudalit Kislev, so we're nearing the midpoint of Kislev, preparing for the other half, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov that begins in the second half, Dafka, during the concealment mode, when the moon is starting to diminish. We read the parasha where Yaakov is victorious over the Satan, which makes the office of the Bonim. Yaakov is victorious over the Satan. That means that we can too. We can also. Person should say, I can't. My mind is so. I can't stop thinking. You could be mizgaber over yourself. A person can be mizgaber. Chanukah helps. Chanukah is the yomtiv of purity. A yid can purify himself. A yid can be zeichet to tremendous madregas if he wants. Realizing what our machshava is, what our machshava is all about, and how terrible it is when Rachman al Islam we abuse the machshava. Contaminate the machshava where the neshama is. This is the yomtiv to work on that, because Chanukah is the yomtiv of the revelation of the Shemen Zayizach to counter the Timul Kol Hashmanim, which Shemen is machshava, Shemen is mayach, Shemen is neshama. So this parasha takes us closer to the yomtiv of Chanukah by Yishlach, where we have the story of Shimon and Levi, two individuals fighting an entire city, so similar to Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biyad Tahirim, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. Vayhi bayim ha-shlishi b'hiyoysam koyavim, vayikhu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi, achei vayahagu kol zohar. Very similar to the story of Chanukah. They wipe out the city of Shechem. Yaakov isn't happy about it. Achartem oysi l'habisheini b'yoyshei v'oretz. Yaakov is worried. What are the nations going to say? We're in Golus. But they say, what should we do? We should allow Dina to be Hefker. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do, even in Golus, to defend yourself. Or better yet, we could say that what Shimon and Levi did was a pechina of Chanukah. And we mentioned last week on Chanukah, there's no hakbolas. There's no limitations. Chanukah, we are in a different world. Chanukah is Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, where there are no limits. We go into the boundary of Esav. We're not concerned about what the nations say. We light the menorah b'chutz. We illuminate the Rishus HaRabim, Adarab, even the Goyim, the Hashem Yagia Choshki. So Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth Parsha of Chumash, prepares us for the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah of Taman Yoyimin, this special Yom Tov that's coming now, the Yom Tov of Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, which attackers B'zoyche, to purify our machshava, to purify our neshama, realize what this Yom Tov is all about, and realize that we have just a few weeks until Zayis Chanukah, we still can accomplish what we should have really done Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, which is the day that the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as mentioned before, which is the machshava of a person. Chanukah happened through the Kohen Gadol, and through him we are all zeicher to light the menorah for 8 days, as if we're in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash comes to us on Chanukah. They will be zeicher to all the brachos and all the yeshuas and all the refuas. Look what happens to Vayava Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov is healed, doesn't forget, doesn't lose his money. Klal Yisrael will leave Golus. Kaspam Uzahavam Itam. Those who need a refuah should be zeicher to a refuah. Shleimus, all the Yeshuas, we should all be zeichetaka to Baruch Atah Hashem, Atzmiach Keren Yeshua, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, we should all be zeichet to the ultimate Yeshua, Magila V'nismacha B'Yeshuasai, immediately.